land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hi, and welcome to Hollywood Connections. I'm Dawn Reese, your host, and I'm here at the studio today in Clearwater Beach. It's about 3:06 in the afternoon, and I want to thank all my guests that will be calling in today and my beautiful co-host to my right, Yvonne Madison. How are you?
I'm doing good, Dawn. How are you?
I am super fabulous because we have some exciting things and major guests coming in.
I know. I'm very excited, too.
I know. Do you know that I was at Fanboy last week?
Yes, I knew that.
And do you know that I got to meet Barbara Eden?
Yes, you texted me that information, and I was excited about that.
I know. Ed Asner, I had, Don Wells is going to be on the show from Gilligan's Island.
Uh-huh.
And we have voiceover people like Goofy.
Oh.
I know. You know, it's so funny. I was trying to find him on the phone. I'm like, I got to call Goofy's wife.
And who is that? Mrs. Goofy.
I don't know. We're going to find it. I'm so excited. And also Cameron to my left. How are you doing?
I'm great, Don. How's it going?
I'm super excited that you're here. And you know what? We're not going to be here next week on Saturday. We're moving to March 30th because you're going to have your own show. You're taking over my slot.
I'm excited. You guys are Wednesday?
We're going to be Wednesdays from 7 to 8 p.m.
Yes. Nice.
And we're going to have auditions over at Naughty Nancy's for a lot of upcoming things for a lot of the talent-wise. And that's going to be announced today. But before we go, I want you to play my favorite song in the world. Actually, it's one of my ringtones. And you're going to sing Michael Bublé's song, Hollywood.
All right.
Take it away, Cameron. Woo!
Here we go.
Could you be a teenage idol? Could you be a movie star? When I turn on my TV, will you smile, wave at me, telling Oprah who you are? So you want to be a rock star? With blue-eyed bunnies in your bed? Well, remember when you're rich, that you sold yourself for this. You'll be famous 'cause you're dead. So don't go higher for desire. Put it in your head, baby, Hollywood is dead. You can find it in yourself. I don't wanna take you dancing when you're dancing with the world. You can flash a caviar and your $1 million car. I don't need that kind of girl. Could you be the next sensation? Will you set the latest style? You don't need to catch a song, 'cause the kids will sing along when you sell it with a smile. So don't go higher for desire. Put it in your head, baby, Hollywood is dead. You can find it in yourself. Fly higher, fire. Put it in your head, baby, Hollywood is dead. You can find it in yourself. Na 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 na. Keep it in your head, Hollywood is dead. You can do the mighty tango. You can start your little band. You can swing from vine to vine while the cutie's waiting up with the money in their hand. If you get to California, save a piece of gold for me. And if it's the only thing you'll say, then I'll bet you never wait when I watch you on TV. So don't go high, oh, don't go higher. Baby, Hollywood is dead. You can find it in yourself. So don't fly high, don't fly higher, for you're fire. Put it in your head, baby, Hollywood is dead. You can find it in yourself. Keep on loving what is true, and the world will come to you. You can find it in yourself. Love what is true, and the world will come to you. You can find it in yourself. Oh, no, 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 no.
It's Hollywood, little Michael Bublé there.
That is my favorite song. Of course, it's my ringtone.
Oh, okay.
So anyways, we also have Ivy in the house. Ivy, how are you? You want to get the microphone and swing it over there for a second? We're going to come right back. And we're going to get ready because after the weather, you're going to do a song for us?
Yes.
And a Michael Jackson performer here. You're always at the beach, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
you call her Ivory. I call her Michael Jackson.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Michael's in
no,
the house.
It's all good. It's all good.
And I got some things. I watched a documentary on Michael the other day, so I have some questions to ask you on that, too.
Of course.
Oh. Very cool. Okay, so we're going to be right back with the weather with Bert Arnold. I'm going to take my headsets off. I'm going to meet my other co-host. She'll be coming in just a second, and we'll be right back. All right, here we go. Bert, take over with the weather. You're online. I'm Don Tangle.
Well, hello, ladies, everybody. It is so nice to always be here and in company of all this beautiful estrogen. And our weather, well, obviously, you know, we had rain today, and we're going to dry out for, you know, several hours, and we're going to probably have another batch of rain come through tonight. And then tomorrow, we're still going to be in this active weather pattern, so tomorrow's really not going to be a great outdoors day. It'll be hit or miss, 50% chance of rain. Highs around 74, and so, but Monday, everything clears out. We're going to have sunny skies, but it's going to be a little windy on Monday. Cooler temperatures, high about 65, and a quick warm-up on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday with sunny skies, great beach days, highs in the mid-70s, and the lows in the mid-50s. So we're going to have a really great middle week, and, you know, we're getting out towards the rest of the week. You know, we're talking about some more precipitation coming through again on the weekend, so let's hope that we have a great weekend, but I don't know. It's still calling for rain like we did have today again for the following week. So we are out for the weather, and this is brought to you by MyFeet.com.
There you go.
I love these things.
Me
these are
too.
I walk down the wedding aisle with these on, and I wear them every day, and I'm so glad that I have them.
All right. Thank you, Bert Arnold. All right. So before we start, can you hold that just for a minute? We're live also on Facebook. And I have another co-host friend, actually, but she has her own show, and she's here. And we're going to have you come a little closer. And we've got a Michael Bublé, but he is Cameron Decker. And he is going to sing you a special little song. Do you need backup or anything?
Oh, my. Your name is Jacqueline.
Jacqueline.
I'm Jacqueline, but I'm also known as Mama J Speaks.
One of my best friends in the world. And you know what today is? Her birthday.
Well, it is yesterday. Your birthday.
But it's her birthday weekend. She was supposed to go camping with us, and it rained out. So yeah. I said, get over here to the station. Oh, we're going to make you a special day.
Yeah. Very cool. Very right. cool. Let's do it. Let's do it. You guys, right. you guys can join me.
No,
right?
No, you're good.
Oh,
you're
my
good.
Gosh. So this is like a Marilyn Monroe kind of deal.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. He's going to snare
there. Reversed.
Because I typically do that for people. I'll let the Marilyn Monroe totally come out.
But it's your birthday.
So this will be really different.
There you go.
I'm not as sexy as Marilyn Monroe.
Oh.
But I'll do my best.
All right.
All right. So, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Ooh.
Happy birthday, dear Jacqueline.
Oh,
happy birthday to you.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Thank you.
I know, I know. And before Jacqueline takes your spot in a second, we're just going to ask, you have a show coming up.
I do.
Next Saturday, and your co-host, you're going to swing the mic over to him, and your name?
Come closer.
Oh, I know him too.
This is Mr. Ken Anthony. He's my co-host for the Creme Bublé Show, which is next Saturday, 3 to 4. We're going to have local live artists on the show who can come on air live and perform, sing, showcase their talents. The first show is just going to mostly be us, kind of talking about what the show's going to be and doing some live songs ourselves. Ken, you can say hello to
everybody. Oh, say hi to everybody. Tell them what you do.
Hello, everybody.
He has that voice.
Oh, look at that.
Ken Anthony II. I do film, acting, writing, producing. I sing. I write comics. I draw comics.
Oh, my God.
I just love the comic convention, so I do a little bit of everything. And I know Mama J from the film world, too. So.
Can you sing?
And it sounds like Barry White.
Yeah, can you do a Barry White song for us? Yeah. Can you do Barry White? Are you serious? Like
I don't remember the lyrics to Barry White songs, but give
Let's
me.
Get it on.
Oh, yeah.
That's Marvin Gaye.
Right.
Can you do something for us?
It's all the same to me.
Oh, we still have birthday, so we're going. Happy birthday to you.
Look at this.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. That's the one. Happy birthday, Mama J. And then y'all on bass, so happy birthday to you.
You are amazing.
That was excellent. That is my co-host. I hired him for the voice.
I like it.
It's all about the bass.
You
There's
bet.
A song.
The bass. Hey, doing that song all about the bass. All about the bass. Yeah, let's get that on for a second. What was that
Megan
called?
Megan
Trainor, all about the bass.
Yeah.
I hired him because he has that like that the bass clef voice. And
do you have a question for him?
My voice is cool, but it's not that
voice.
Deep.
Yes, for that voice.
No, I just want to know: are you performing any place in the vicinity?
That's like I do acting first, so I really perform.
Oh, you belong to a acting group?
Yeah, I have my own art studio that I do my film, my comic book stuff through.
Oh, okay. I'm interested. I'm an actress. I'm interested.
Oh, okay. Okay. Do you have a call?
I'm from the Black Arts Theater.
Okay, okay.
Yes, and I could do some acting for you.
So we have to work together again soon.
Yeah, I'm interested.
Hey, do you have a studio that I can do my reporter's workshop over there?
we don't have the building anymore.
It's in Tampa? Is it in Tampa? Yeah. All right.
So.
Hey, Peter, we're saving this song. This is his intro song when I introduce him onto the show.
Ooh, let's play that for a minute.
What, All About the Bass, my intro song?
All About the Bass. Let's play that.
Kind of scary.
Places. I see the magazines working out Photoshop. We know that shit ain't real. Come on now, make it up. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up. Cause every inch of you is perfect.
Okay.
All right. We got a little dancing going on here. We're having too much fun. We always
do. Doing good today.
Well, thank you, Cameron. And I want to thank your sponsor because he's going to be sponsoring you. And thank you for the stuff that you gave me last week from where?
From Nico Mussolini's Dog Bar.
Right.
And oh, yes.
When are you going to be there again?
I will be there, next Saturday, actually. It'll be after my show here. But tonight, very important gig, Moscato's Underground Bella Cuisine Italian Bar in downtown St. Pete.
Ooh.
It's the only underground basement jazz club, and we start at 9 till 12, and I have my full band tonight. So.
And what you all be doing down there?
We should go, Bird.
We'll be
should go. We all should go.
Straight ahead jazz music, Frank Sinatra, Michael Bublé, all sorts of different stuff. So.
Super excited. Super excited. I know. How are we doing with callers, Peter?
Just got Jerry on the line. That's it.
All right. Well, I know. I got Jerry on. There's a reason. And we're going to move over with Jacqueline. And before we go to Jerry, do you have your song set up, Mr. Michael Jackson in the house?
Yes.
Are you ready to see some performing? You need to tune in, tantalk1340.com. And are you performing down at the beach?
Yes. Since the summer, you know, that's the best time of me performing there. So
you say down on the beach where?
Thank you.
It could be on the beach walk or sometimes on the pier area.
Oh, you pick your own location, in other words.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
But,
so how you doing?
Good, but it's too hot.
Oh.
Well, let's get it hot in the house here, and let's get you to show you what you do. And, Peter, are we ready with what are we playing? Okay.
Oh,
and this is a birthday dance for Jacqueline. Birthday dance.
What? This is so rebirth.
Are you okay?
Very cool. That was cool.
Awesome. Michael Jackson, you made me want to do my Michael Jackson walk.
Oh.
Can you do one?
All right, hey, wait a second, wait a second. So also, too, let's get Jerry on because we have another birthday song. He is my promoter to the stars and major artist.
Hi, here.
Hi, Jerry.
How you doing?
We love you, and thank you for coming to my wedding in Las Vegas.
We're going to give her a birthday song.
Yes, her name is Jacqueline.
Hi, Jacqueline.
Hello, Jerry. How are you, dear?
I'm going to give you a little different birthday song, okay, rather than just regular happy birthday.
Okay.
Jacqueline is in the studio with Dawn and Yvonne and all the rest. Today is a day that is very different.
My goodness.
Because it's her birthday and it's the best. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. You never know another day you're growing older, but you're on the road getting smarter. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Aww, thank you. That was very sweet.
Wait, I know. Tangled up here.
John, you asked me to write a song.
Yes.
About this week of your day of the new dawn, or dawn of the new day.
Yes, you know, I have such a refreshing new approach to life, thanks to God, and thanks to
absolutely
the world. Something extraordinary happened. We're not going to go into it. Maybe because I didn't wear green, Jacqueline.
That's probably what it was.
Yes.
I didn't wear green that day either.
I know, and so
Are
I had...
Are you ready for it?
I'm ready for it. Go for it.
Dawn?
I'm ready.
You ready for it?
I'm ready, Jerry.
Okay, it's dawn of a new day. Here she goes.
Dawn of a new day.
She don't work for anyone anymore.
But herself.
Don't have to go from shore to shore.
With Sandy Shore.
She's got a ring upon her finger.
All right.
Oh, ring on my finger.
Yes.
Now she don't really have to linger. She's ready to make her mark. In the entertainment world and the entertainment nation.
It's really good.
And Dawn Reese's.
I watched it on the wedding day.
She's got a plan to start them.
That's right.
Yes, and it's good.
Yes, it is.
She's got a staff supporting her. Just ain't worth it. Yvonne.
Yes, she has.
I got Yvonne and Jacqueline.
Swimming around.
And Ivy and Cameron.
And all the rest. If you take a close action, you're listening to the Hollywood
Connections.
It's an entertainment. Their name is Dawn Reese, and she took over Las Vegas and now the nation.
You know, Jerry, that was beautiful.
That was beautiful. I loved it. I need him here.
I need him in Florida.
Where is he?
He's in New York.
Oh, my hometown.
I know. Jerry, we thank you so much. And we've got some exciting things. You're going to be calling in once a week as well with some important guests from all over, because you're the promoter of the stars and major artist and my promoter and Willie O.
I got a really, really, totally unbelievable statement coming up. You're going to be moving to what, Wednesday nights now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, for your Wednesday night thing, I will give you a worldwide exclusive to the next biggest thing in the entertainment world. We're not talking about a singer, a songwriter. We're talking about
a whole new dimension of entertainment.
Oh, I like it.
Sounds tantalizing.
And I will
try to. And Jerry, I want to thank you for including me in your production and your song.
Oh yeah, Yvonne, you're there. You're supporting her. That's what it's
yes,
all about.
Yes, sir. Yes, and thank you.
I supported Dawn for 25 years.
I know.
And still doing it.
And he put up DawnReeshow.com. Hey, Jerry, I have a new website. HollywoodConnections.biz.
Oh, right. Ooh, that's good.
Biz.
That's good.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. It's from Vista Print.
Okay.
I ordered new cards, and of course, they give you like a ton of things also to order. So, anyways, you know, Jerry, while you're on the line, Jacqueline, how are you?
I'm half left. No, I'm here.
So, Jacqueline, Jerry, stay there for a minute.
Can you tell her my new stage name so we start to get it out there because of my record?
Willie O.
Willie O. W-I-L-L-Y-O.
There you go. Willie O.
Willie O.
He's going to be calling in. Willie O.
Willie O. Willie O, where are you now?
Ooh, she was singing a song to you, Jer.
I'm in Buffalo,
New York. No, how's the weather up there?
Hey, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood today.
Oh, really? good.
They said it was going to be snowing all week, but it didn't snow.
Wow.
No, because it came down here and rained.
Okay, one more thing. John Reese has more connections than any person I have ever met. I connected her to Craig Soldinger. I connected her to Pete Bennett. And also, she connected me to a couple people. We are the dot-to-dot connection.
Well, I'm trying to connect with someone in particular, Chris Pine.
There
you know, he's my my husband, my Hollywood husband.
Chris Pine.
Christopher Pine.
Watch out, Jerry can find him. Jerry finds everybody.
He's been in the new Star Trek as the Captain Kirk. He's done a lot of movies. He's worked with Denzel Washington.
And he's single?
I don't know.
Well, Jerry, check on that for her.
Jerry will find out. He'll find out.
What's the last name again? What's the last name?
Pine. P-I-N-E.
Like he's, Pine Sol.
His father was actually on the show that I used to watch a lot when I was a little kid on Chips Patrol.
Mm.
And his father his father was the sergeant on Chips. And I remember watching that show. I used to think Eric Estrada was so hot when I was like 8.
Okay, so who's hot now on your list?
Chris Pine.
There you go.
Chris Hemsworth. Hugh Jackman.
Okay.
I like the Aussies. I do. I'm thinking about moving to Australia or trying to get a dual citizenship or something.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, you can do. You can start because I have an Australian voice on my my Siri.
Jacqueline, what do you do? What is your present thing? What do you do?
Thank you. She has a talk show, and she's one of my good friends. We hang out together.
Can you tell them about it. Can you send me a link to that so I can take and promote it for you?
Yeah, we're going to promote it here too. So, Jacqueline, okay. Mama J Speaks, your website. We just put your bio up on the Facebook Hollywood Connections. Tell me. But you know what I like about, you know, she's like a spa. Jerry, you can't meet her. No, because she will give you a massage, and then you're going to want to
marry me. That's what happens.
What is this show about?
My show specifically is about connecting people to their divinity, sharing their walk in life, mm-hmm. realizing their divinity, what brought them to that place,
mm-hmm.
because we're all connected. And the more people that connects to what they found out was their path in their life, it opens up other people. Because I'm a true believer that all faiths lead to the same place.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to stop judging each other. We need to have more tolerance and acceptance. I'm about unifying the world, unifying people. And I like to do it through metaphysical humor.
You know what? Okay. I think that we all are on this particular planet for a reason. And when do your show air?
Well, that's still in the works.
She's getting a lot of footage. She's getting tons of footage,
yes.
And then she'll be on soon. She's coming back. She's coming back tan dog.
Oh, she's got something. Okay. I just want to put it out there who my hot person is.
Who?
Tyler Perry.
Who is it?
Tyler Perry.
We need Tyler Perry on the air.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
My friend bought into his airline.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, you know what, Jerry? I gotta have you on hold. So I gotta put you on hold now for a second because I know that you're in New York and you're at home, so I can put you on hold. And so be there because I have two guests on the line, and we're gonna go to Katarina. Katarina, I've got some exciting news for her. She's won. Actually, she's Miss International Mermaid, the one and only.
Nice. How does one become Miss International Mermaid?
The one and only, too.
And the one and only.
Uh-huh.
Katarina.
Hello.
Hi. And she's my Miss Showbiz as well, reporter,
How's
Hollywood.
Going?
Great. We miss you down here. And I'm super excited because I have a dawn of a new day. We're going to explain that a whole other day.
We're all becoming brand new all over again.
Yeah. And like dawn.
Yeah,
Dawn Dishwashing explains. I wash grease out of your way.
You clean them up. You clean them up, right?
I do. I do. So, Katarina, guess what? I'm going to be taking you in the schools with me on Fridays. And
I heard. This sounds so exciting.
I know. So we got some plans. And tell everybody about your mermaid parties. And you could be have a personal mermaid for the day, where to call, your website.
Well, I'm International Mermaid Katarina, the one and only, where, like everyone says. I do birthday parties, all different kinds of packages, basic swim packages, hair, makeup, nails, underwater treasure hunts. The birthday girl gets a crown and banner. We read a story. Different packages. I can swim in lakes, oceans, pools, go on boats, anything you want for a birthday party. You can get in contact with my momager at 941-380-2978. I also have a website now, Miss International Mermaid Katarina, .com, and it's still kind of in the works. I mean, it's there. You can go look on it. You can also find me on the Gasparilla website, too.
That's okay. Right. You know, and Katarina, thank you so much for calling in. We'll get you over at the station. We're moving our show to Wednesdays now to 7 to 8 p.m. And I have got another VIP guest on the line.
I want to ask her a question.
Yes.
How's the water underneath there, down there? Deep?
Under the sea?
Yes.
Do we have that song?
It's so pretty cold, believe it or not. It's
How you doing? Good. This is Miss Florida Diva talking to you.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Yvonne.
Hey, by the way, we're getting that charter company ready. It's going to be a little bit yet because we got a lot of... Anybody want to help work on a boat? On the weekends, I have open time and open water. So we're going to get the sailboat ready, and we're going to do mermaid parties. And, Katarina, we're going to be talking to your parents about that as well.
And where was I in Las Vegas, Dawn? What the heck? I wanted to go so bad. My mom told me that you guys already went. I was so upset. I was like, no, I wanted to go.
Well, we guess what? Every year on our anniversary, we can go back.
Yes, that's a good idea.
But guess what? For July 8th, I want to go for my birthday this year to Las Vegas.
You a July baby?
That's so cool.
Me too.
I've never been.
Oh, okay,
I'm July the 1st.
I know. Katarina, this is your song. We're going to let you go, and we're going to play Under the Sea. We'll see you.
Under the Sea.
At the schools.
All right.
Be cool, Stan School. We love you. We're going to go to Cullen Chambers in California and Under the Sea. Cullen, how are you?
How are you?
Are you loving the show?
I'm loving it, yes. Very interesting. Very engaging.
Yeah, Cullen Chambers. We met back at the pre-Grammys and way back at the World Championships. And, wow, you are a famous actor. You wrote a book about extras in the movies. Can you tell everybody a little bit of synopsis about yourself? And we have questions for you.
Wow. You know, basically I've been here in Hollywood for like the last 35 years and starting working around. Actually, I started working in Ohio. And then moved to Florida, worked down in Florida. Then I moved to California. I moved to Texas, is where I shot Student Bodies. And then from there, I was just kind of not knowing exactly what to do. So, of course, you know, I came west to California and started to work in the film business out here. And so, it's been a joy for the last 40 plus years. And now this year, we just been having a good time. Right now, we're doing real good. I have three movies that just came out, the first of the month, and one is coming out later this month. And then I start production on another film with playing Hollywood Invasion. We start that sometime later this month. So, you know, I know that's quite a quick skipped as to where we, how we got to where we are, but, you know, it's a lot of stuff in between.
Right. Now, I'm looking at your bio. I did put it on my Facebook. I'm trying to show you. I'm live on Facebook as well here in the studio.
Okay.
Yeah, and so you have a new role that you just started, right?
Yes. We're just now getting started on that, where they basically started to rewrite the script, because it originally had been set forth for Danny Glover. And Danny, for whatever reason, wasn't able to participate, so the producer called me up and asked me if I'd consider doing it, because I'd worked with him on another project. And I told him, you know, of course, you know, it's just, he says, well, you have to make a decision between the wives of either Vivica Fox or Tisha Campbell. And I'm going, wow, it's a pretty tough decision. Mm. Have to think on that one. So,
well, you know, I was invited, Yvonne and, mm-hmm. and Jacqueline, to New York. Oh, I need my husband in here. My arm's getting tired.
No.
I have a selfie stick. I don't know how to use it yet. I'm working. Oh, there we go. And Danny Glover.
I do this, too.
Oh, I love that.
There you go.
Here we go. Hi, everybody. So Colin and Danny Glover owes me a interview. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, I was out of college, and I was on the movie Lethal Weapon 3. As an extra, oh. I'm in that scene with Joe Pesci and Mel Gibson, and wow. They want me to be on the board of directors, me and Yvonne, from Miss Caricom.
Yes, in July, I think. Is it July?
Well, actually, you know what? They just invite us to New York next weekend. I don't know if I want to take a quick trip to New York, but... Since I have all this time
here
on my
comes
ass.
The husband.
Yes. Help me, husband. Okay. We'll be right back.
I'm interested in the book about you just wrote a book?
Yes, but we're talking about Danny Glover because he's going to be there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, next weekend. Oh, but go ahead. Yes.
No, I wrote the book back in 1985, 86, beginning of 86. So it's been 30 years in publication. It's the number one book for people who are interested in getting started. It's been, we've had over 300,000 copies in print, and we're actually moving to a digital format in about another month.
Okay.
And along with the app that the actor will need to basically be able to be efficient in securing new roles, because there's a lot of information that people aren't aware of, and it's not really collected in one place. And so we've basically been working with my team to gather all the information, so you'll have everything at your fingertips in our app. And it'll also have record-keeping stuff, which is the reason why we originally started was for the record-keeping aspects of it. But, you know, just knowing who mm-hmm. you auditioned for and how the results went, you'll be able to take a picture of yourself so you'll know what wardrobe. You'll also be able to give a little, about a 20-second video scenario
a monologue, like a monologue or something.
Well, it'll be like a critique of your audition, so that a lot of times when we walk out of auditions, we go, God, I could have done that different. Oh, I should have done that different. Mm-hmm. I should have approached it different. Where with this format, it'll be able to record those things, so that way, in the event of a callback, you'll know how you want to proceed. Because most of the times you walk out and go, God, if I had one more chance, I could have done it. And what we don't do sometimes is to go back over out loud to say what we would have done, and that kind of makes it so that we committed to the new outcome versus what was already. And that's the thing about mm-hmm. the actors. You got to keep creating what is desired, not so much what was.
Can I purchase the book at Barnes and Noble's?
So what I'd like, for if you're interested in doing, what people need to do is you need to go to my Facebook page, which is cullen.chambers.35, and basically just leave me a note, and I will put you on the list so that when we are ready to launch next couple weeks, I'll make sure that everyone gets a pre-launch notification. And if you make a note that you did hear it here, we'll definitely give you a big discount and some other bonuses that'll go along.
Could you give me that information one more time, please?
It'll be on the Facebook. It's just type in cullen.chambers.35 is the actual URL. But if you just type in Cullen Chambers, I'm the first one there with the beard.
Okay.
And all three are myself, but that way you'll be able to obtain the book. And so we're basically trying to just make it so that it'll be available on Amazon as well as on iTunes and all the other digital stores. But you'll also be able to go in, and if you need to have a hard copy, you'll be able to utilize our CreateSpace account on Amazon to actually order a hard copy. But I think with the most of the people nowadays are utilizing their smartphones to access the information. That's the reason why we actually came up with an app.
Nice. Thank you.
Now, Jacqueline, he has a book about extras, too. And I give you a question for Cullen. Because, Cullen, you have some major stars that started out as an extra. Can you name some of them? Like, there's a lot.
Oh, wow, there's quite a few. I mean, you would call me. Let's see. We can go back to, like, Samuel Jackson was one of the people I've worked with quite a bit. He basically was doing a lot of background work. He actually stood in for Bill Cosby on the Bill Cosby Show for many years. I mean, you can go to Robert Redford. You can go to even the former president of the United States, the guys who wrote Good Will Hunting. I can't think of their names right now. I love the guys.
Well, you know, I mean, there's a lot of times.
Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. I mean, there's quite a number. I mean, there's quite a number of people. I have a little thing on my other site, that basically.
Oh, very cool. So, who has influenced you?
Say again, please.
Who has influenced your life?
Well, fortunately for me, I grew up in a very big family, so there was always entertainment going on. So
yeah, I can relate.
I look back, I'm a number 7 of 11. So when I look back, we were always performing. We were always actually doing plays and
anything to stay out of trouble.
Even at home. And our parents would always bring us in, of course, when they had guests come over on Sunday after church. Generally, we would actually have our own show, and we'd actually put on performances and things of that nature. And as far as my, you know, as far as theatrically, of course, who and I have to look at Morgan Freeman when I met him, probably back in the early 80s, and then Samuel Jackson, of course, and then, of course, Mr. Glover. But as far as any one person, I would say would probably been my mother, my father, as far as any, going forward, and because they were always involved in creating plays and sponsoring plays at our churches and in our community. So that's kind of where I got it. And my favorite playwright, of course, is my sister, Mary Chambers Montfort. She's probably, like, very well tri-state area back in Ohio and Indianapolis and Kentucky.
She's a playwright. What play did she write that I would know about, or we would know about?
She has written plays that are mainly secular plays that she's written, and she's very well known in that area, and she's always been requested to come and produce or to present one of her plays, and she always writes stuff for whatever occasion that they are requesting her for. So some of the major playwrights, I really don't recall, but I have to look and see, because she's done quite a bit of stuff in that area.
Yes.
Well, Cullen, I have an idea, because I know we have more guests on the line. I'd like to bring you back, and I know Diane's on the line. She's has a book called Celebrity Obsession. We're trying to get her a movie deal with that. We're going to be with her shortly here.
I do not have a celebrity obsession.
Not
I
you.
Do not.
Diane.
I know. I'm just playing. Anyways, I have a question for him. This is Mama J Speaks.
Hi,
you
Mama
said,
J.
How are you, dear?
Great.
Fantastic. Well, you were saying that you're creating an app for these auditions for people. Is that correct?
Yes, it's an entertainment app that basically has audition information. It has casting information. It has studio locations. It has casting director's bio kind of thing. We have links to various acting websites, especially the profile stuff. Because most actors, they just show up and they go, "Well, I'm here."
Right. Well, my question is,
no one knows about them.
My question is this. Now that more and more with technology, you have YouTube, you have Snapchat, you have all these different apps that people are doing their own little videos and own little shows and everything else. How is this going to differ for those people that are wanting to get into the industry that is different from using their little Snapchats and their little YouTube channels and everything else? Like, how is that really going to give them more exposure any more than what they're getting right now?
Well, one of the things that is different is that there's just a ton of resources all in one place. Most people who have the social media platform that they're using, they're utilizing it from what they know. And a lot of what we don't know is what makes us successful. And so one of the things that what we do is we provide resources and connections that allow people to find the actual address or find out who is actually producing something. One of the links that we have is Mercury Report, which is by William Luzwina, and they basically have all the pre-production stuff that comes out. Well, William is a very good friend of mine, and he's actually going to do a feed to our particular app so that people can pick up the app this morning and find out what production companies are doing today, mm-hmm. what missions are being sought at today. And the overall scheme of things, we have LA Casting, we have the Casting Frontier, we have the Actors Alley. There's a lot of different apps that most people, a lot of different resources that people aren't aware of. And once they are aware of, they can then create a brand on those particular places by having their information put up. A lot of actors right now, especially here in Hollywood, it's full of production where they're going out and shooting their own webisodes and then they're selling them. Some are going straight to Netflix. Some are going to Amazon. Google is going to be starting their Hangouts that where you can actually put up a show. So there are going to be many, many avenues for persons to create an audience, which will then create the buzz for them.
Well, you know what, Colin, I'd like to have you call back next week, and let's kind of do a teaser on your book as well. You know, kind of give a teaser of what the chapters are, just a couple. Can I get you to call in next? We'll be back on the air on Wednesday, March 30th.
Sounds good.
All right.
I'll look forward to it.
Sounds good.
Thanks.
Colin Chambers from Los Angeles, California, actor, producer,
yes.
writer, and we're so excited. We're going to bring him back. Colin, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon, Don. Love
thank you.
You.
We're going to go to Pam in a second, but we're going to go to Cameron right now. He's got some saxophone music for us. He's got a show next Saturday. He'll be taking my spot. I'm going on Wednesdays. Jacqueline, stay here. Where are you going? You're going to take his spot. You're not done. It's your birthday weekend. You're not going anywhere.
So next Saturday, we will not be here.
We will not be here.
We'll be back on March 30th.
Exactly.
It's Wednesday from 7 to 8.
Right. Jacqueline's going to help us with some castings, and we're going to talk about some more stuff here. He just got a song. We're going to go to Pam Prevett with Pageant Live, and more questions coming up with Pam in just a minute with a Miss Universe interview. And Cameron, take it away.
We're going to do Come Fly With Me.
Live in the studio.
I'd like to thank Mr. Benny Scher for the saxophone that I have right now.
Yes. Yay.
Benny Luck.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's like the Quincy Jones of Tampa.
Yes. He's like the Quincy.
He is. Or the Berry Gordy of Tampa.
And what?
Here we go.
And what's the full name of the studio that he's out of?
His studio.
Benny. Oh, I forgot.
Benny Luck Studios.
BennyLuck.com.
Cool.
And he's on Facebook, and he's got Benny Bread.
Oh, yes.
Here we go.
I'll have to fine-tune this room for my show next week.
Yes.
It's a little echoey in here.
Okay. That's okay. Saxophone. Well, at least you know. We're getting them ready. Oh, we're teaching them to be a co-host and a host.
Just a little come fly with me, though.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze as a bar in far Bombay, come fly with me. Let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru.
Let's go.
And Cameron Land, there's a one-man band, and I'll play his sax for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is so rarefied, just glide all starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat those birds on a Akapuka Bay. It's so perfect for a flying honeymoon. They'll say, come fly with me, let's fly away.
All right, everybody, so tune in.
Next Saturday. This time.
For the Creme Brulee Show.
Is it 3 o'clock, 3 to 4?
Yeah.
Yes, I will have my piano player here with me next week, and we'll be singing songs live for you.
Right here on 1340 Tan Talk.
I'm still not letting you go because you're still going to come back and do some things with my show and sing.
Yes, absolutely. I will.
Well, thank you. We're going to bring Jacqueline back, and we got Pam with pageantlive.com on the air. Thank you, Cameron. We're going to be at your place tonight, and Jacqueline's birthday seat. Sit down. Enjoy our co-host. Pamela, how are you?
Hi, how are you? Wow, that was great.
Wasn't that fantastic?
Yeah, how can I follow that? That was a class act there.
Well, we're going to bring him aboard, so if there's any shows that you're doing, we can book him. How's that?
Oh, fabulous.
I love his voice. I love it.
Mm-hmm. And I say, come fly with me on Hollywood Connection, because I'm going to start giving wings away.
Okay.
Not the kind on the aisle that you need the other thing. I got the wings. I got the wings on your, yes, wings on your, yes, like I was a flight attendant. Mm-hmm. I'm going to assess this situation. Anyways, Pam, I'm excited because we're going to bring you on for 5 minutes every week. And can I, we have like 5 minutes left. Can you tell everybody your website?
Yes. www.pageantlive.com is my website. Dawn, I will be in New York City next weekend for Ooh. That. If you need Danny Glover.
I do. Yes, let's get Danny Glover interviewed as well. And then, Pam, I know we have like 6 minutes left, and I love Pageant Live. We're going to get our reporters to do stuff for Pageant Live. Hold on the air. Let's play that Miss Universe clip real quick. And you can see the full footage on Hollywood Connections on Facebook and HollywoodConnections.biz. We're putting that up there. And, Pam, we'll be right back. We're just going to play a little bit of this. Hold on 1 second. We'll be right back.
And she is fabulous.
Awesome. And that's who's the host of that?
Lisa Opie is one of my hosts, also the co-owner of the Skya Swimwear.
Perfect. All right, we're going to that interview right now. Everybody stay tuned. Pam, stay on.
Hello and welcome to Pageant Live. I'm your host, Lisa Opie, and today I am so excited because we're here in New York City with Miss Universe, Pia. Welcome, Pia.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. So we had you picked out as our favorite from the very beginning at Pageant Live, and we're so excited that you won.
Thank you very much.
So how has it been so far?
Well, it's been very exciting. It's my first time here in New York, and I always imagined what it would be like to live here as Miss Universe, here at the Miss Universe apartment. Also, I joined Miss Philippines 3 years in a row, and so it took me a long time to get here, and it's been 42 years since the Philippines won in Miss Universe, so it's a big deal.
So how do you like living in New York so far?
I love the place, although I'm still getting used to the weather. It's kind of cold, but other than that, it's a beautiful city. I spent Christmas and New Year's here, and I'll be living here for a year as well. I love the shopping. The food's great. And I hope to see, I hope if I get any more free time, I'll watch some more Broadway shows and visit some museums, because I hear, you know, the museums are really nice as well.
Definitely. Do you have any recommendations for great restaurants? Because I'm new to the city.
Well, I haven't tried New York pizza, and I wouldn't know where to go for it, so I'd have to ask my Miss Universe organization family for any suggestions. But I've tried some Korean here, some Chinese, Thai, actually Asian food. I guess I really miss home-cooked meals. But, yeah, so far, those are some of the food I've tried here.
That's awesome. And your roommate is Olivia Jordan, Miss USA. How is that?
Well, she just arrived today from Los Angeles. She spent the holidays with her friends and her family. And I'm glad that she's here now. I mean, I've always wanted to have a roommate and have somebody to talk to when I'm here in the apartment. And she's always been very warm and friendly to me, even when during Miss Universe. So I'm glad I get to spend most of my year here with her.
Yeah, we definitely saw that bond on the Miss Universe stage with you and Olivia getting along so well together, which is awesome. Do you miss home at all?
I do, but I'm going back home, actually. I'm going to do my homecoming at the end of the month. Mm-hmm. It'll be really exciting. They're going to have a parade for me and a tribute show where they'll let me have my first walk as Miss Universe, a moment that I didn't have on stage, but I'll be able to relive that moment when I go home. So that was very thoughtful of them to come up with a show like this. It's going to be in the Smart Araneta Coliseum, and I hope everybody goes with their Philippine flags. It's going to be amazing.
That is so amazing.
Okay, and we're back on the air, everybody. And Pam, we're going to start, actually, if you want to see that full interview, go to pageantlive.com. We're going to have a set time for you to call in once a week. Are you excited?
I am absolutely. Thank you very much. And may I tell everyone, that interview, we had over a million views.
Wow.
Yes, so
that's awesome.
Well, you know, that was very interesting because now they're going to have something special for her that she missed when they really did do the. You remember when she was crowned? The other lady was crowned. The Colombian lady was crowned. And she missed that part. I'm glad they're going to do that part over and give her that award. Yes, I like
that. That's right, because that really was her moment. It really was. You've been crowned. That's one of the highlights.
Yes.
Does she remember me? I interviewed her for Fashion Hero.
Yes.
Yeah, hey, Pam, Jacqueline says hi. She's here. She was with the Fashion Hero. We all were at one time.
At one time. Remember me.
Yes. How
are you?
I am so fine. How are you?
Wonderful. Getting ready to get back into the game with everything. It's great to hear your voice. Remember the last time I actually had interviewed you on my show, the Mama J Speak Show?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I hope you enjoyed that interview and everything.
Oh, I did. Absolutely. I am so busy now. I am actually being at Pageant Live is just going all over the place. I'm also working a lot in New York City for New York Fashion Week. So
we're
moving into that modeling area. And then with Dawn, we're going to be picking up the entertainment side. So we've been doing a lot of things. We really have. And may I add, Kyle Haggerty for Pageant Live is getting ready to go over to London and Paris.
Nice.
To the globe.
I have a passport now.
I'm getting mine.
I can. Can I? Look. Her take.
Yeah, Pam, we only have 2 minutes left. We have to thank everybody for being here. I thank you. We're going to get you more time, and your call-in time will be 3:30. No, I'm sorry. I am on Saturdays. It will be 7:30 our time. And okay, and we thank you so much, Pam, for calling in. Pageant Live.
Thank you, everyone.
God bless. Bye, Pam. Nice talking with you for a moment.
I feel like the airline. Bye-bye. Thank you for flying. Come fly with me. It's 3:57, and Jacqueline, you have a question for Cameron.
I did that already.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
One.
I think
that
Michael
wasn't on
Jackson's
the air.
Oh, you want me to ask? Okay.
Yeah, live on the air.
Cameron, take two.
We have 1 minute. We're going to end with our Michael Jackson.
Were you professionally trained to do your crooning, or was it just one day you woke up and, oh, by golly, I can sing?
I was actually in the shower one day and I was singing, and my girlfriend at the time was like, why don't you do that? Why do you just do saxophone for straight 3 hour shows? People get tired of the saxophone. Sing. You have a great voice. And I'm like, so I started trying to sing along the Michael Bublé CDs, and that's how I got his sound.
Nice. So, high five on that one.
Okay. And she's going to interview more in depth for her show too, okay?
Yeah, because I go real deep.
And we got 1 minute left.
Connection. Yes.
1 minute left. Vaughn, thank you. We're going to end with Ivy.
Welcome.
Well, actually, Michael Jackson.
Yes. My favorite.
I know. And Jacqueline, did you have fun?
I did. Thank you. Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Here we go to Michael Jackson. And
yes.
We all love you too, Peter.
Bye.
That's my singing voice. And we're out. Thank you. Tune in next Wednesday, actually March 30th, 7 to 8. Hollywood Connections, we got some really great guests coming in, and let's go to Michael Jackson, and we're going to end. Any other words while he dances with music?
Many blessings for everybody.
Yes, yes. And we're going to go camping. We're going to take the boat out on that little island.
I'll keep my tent then.
Yeah.